Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast, and I'm your old pal, Rob Vernon, and well, friends and neighbors, boys and girls, cats and kittens, loved ones all across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble, I hope your day is going well. I hope your day is exactly as you want it to be. You know, I've often thought about how the process of life goes. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I've done a lot of things that defied death, which is, you know, what you do when you're younger, you know, but I did those things well into my older age, and I'm not afraid to die. I'm rather ambivalent about it, to be frank. The thing that I guess scares me the most is that there will be a period of wrenching madness in the interim until all the lights go all the way out and my brain stops working, but it doesn't matter, really. But what I've discovered is that there is a beauty and a poetry and a verve, almost a je ne sais quoi, in the consideration of leaving this planet for everyone. Life isn't a sacred thing. I mean, it's too common to be sacred, but what I do find sacred, what I do find holy, I suppose, if you can use the vernacular, is, if you'll forgive the vernacular, I do find death to be holy, because it answers the questions. Or it doesn't, we don't know, that we all have toward the end of our lives. And whenever that end happens to be, whether you're 15 or 50 or 150, it doesn't matter. We all have the same hopes, the same dreams, the same questions, the same wonders about it. And you can only know the answers, maybe, by going through it. I find inspiration there. I find that we have a kinship, the living and the dead. Not for any morose or morbid reasons, but rather we've all lived and we will all die. And there is a resplendent beauty about both of those things, about the changing of seasons from birth to, you know, to fully green and verdant, to wasting away, to the end, right? Because we all go through it, some faster, some slower. Some have several seasons for them, and that's the goal, I think. To reinvent yourself after one career or one relationship or one after another, to go into new things, to find inspiration. The Stoics have that saying, and everybody, it's on everything from tattoos to water bottles. Memento mori, remember your death. And I do. You remember you will die. But also, remember, you'll live. You know, it's a difficult thing some days, just to live, just to carry on. But yet, we have this need, or we should, to embody the other part of that saying, which is memento vivere, and remember you will live also, you must live. And I think we miss the boat on that sometimes. We forget to live because we're doing our duty. We're doing our required diligence. We're doing the thing that society says that we must. And that's, some get it immediately, and some it takes a little bit longer. But there's nothing more important than living and remembering that you are alive. Nothing. Because death will come for us all, but life doesn't show up for everybody. You know? It doesn't, some people don't get to see even their 10th birthday with horrific diseases and war and all of these things. Some people, you know, live until they're 100 and get to see so many things, so many varied and crazy things. But I think there's a fortunate joy, there's a binding, there's a connection to us all. There's a hopefulness even that we might be able to do the things that we truly wish to do. And once we find those things, in many cases, sometimes we think our lives, we want our lives to be a certain way, and we start to head in that direction, and we find out that they don't, and then we move to do something else, and then we move to do something else, and so forth and so forth. But in truth, all we're really doing is forestalling the inevitable and keeping ourselves distracted. And I'm not saying that's bad, but that's exactly what we're doing. And when we sit down to have that discussion with ourselves about life, I think there is something so brave about choosing to live despite the misery and anger and hatred and everything else. But also, the conversation should be had among us all, that sometimes it's just over. And it's okay for it to be over. You know, it's good to be optimistic. It's good to draw inspiration from people who have done great things, and it absolutely should be the primary driving force for us all. But there comes a time in the course of some lives when the reason is no longer obvious. The point no longer exists. What are you truly living for? When's the last time you felt anything, much less the life that you used to feel? My guess is if you're anywhere near the age of 50, it's been a long time since you've felt life. Some of you may have. But the vast majority of folks who do as they're supposed to are beaten into submission and caked with the miseries and the sadness and the loss and all of that stuff as they just try to tread through life and do the thing that they want to do, or thing that they think they want to do, or thing that they must do. I don't know how to defeat that. And I don't know if it deserves to be defeated. I don't know that it does. I think sometimes we just have to make the decision that, and we have to communicate that decision widely, that sometimes it's just time to check out. And I'm not in that place. Please don't think that. But I think there is a real power and beauty to making the decision to hit the off switch, however that means. But you have to have that conversation with those you love. And you don't wish to do yourself harm, but the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the mental health community somehow are of the belief that that's a bad thing, that you wanting to shake the mortal coil is a bad thing. I don't believe it is. But I also hope that you find the same inspiration and the same joy and the same interest and the same curiosity. I hope you find that same thing in living anyway. And I'm a person who used to do very risky things. And I haven't done anything risky in years. Not truly. You know, going into scenes that were unstable, buildings on fire. There's nothing I wouldn't do, really. And because I was confident in my own ability, my own knowledge, and my ability to talk to people. But I know, as sure as I sit here, that there are some folks like me who've done those things previously in their lives who haven't done anything like that in a long time and are just dragging their spirit behind them every single day. It gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And I don't want anyone to hurt themselves or to do anything rash. But I also want to say that I think that if it's time for you to transition to the next world, whatever that means, that's okay. But you can't do it without telling everybody that you love and will be impacted by it. Don't be selfish. You know, the Irish goodbye isn't for that. It's for slipping out and getting away from annoying relatives. What it is just for you to realize that you've lived enough and there's probably not much you're going to do different in the next 10 years that you've done in the previous 20. Life may improve, but the odds are good that it's going to stay pretty close to what it is now. Unless you make a radical shift in what it is that you are doing and want to do. If you can do that, and you can change your course, then by all means do it. If you can eat better, if you can exercise, if you can, get into a relationship or get out of a relationship or, whatever, have a kid or, be separated from your children, whatever it is, whatever thing that changes your life so drastically, to the point where it is truly changed. That's the priority. That's the a priori. That's the point. That's the reason we exist. Aside from service. Now, I will say this as well. We are here to serve each other. There is no higher good. There is no higher honor. There is no higher purpose than service to your fellow human being. The planet is cool, but the planet will take care of itself. There is no higher purpose than to love your brothers and sisters on this planet. Love them enough to tell the truth. Love them enough to be honest with them and yourself. Love them enough. Just love them enough. But if you can't see that, or if it's not visible to you from where you are, seek it out. Seek out that love. Seek out that joy. Seek out that hope. Seek out the connection. Seek out that service. Be of good use. Not just good use in the, you know, the billionaire donor class style of doing things, but be of good use. Help someone who needs it, who can't do for themselves. Do for someone who cannot do for themselves. Do for, you know, the sick and infirm and the disabled. Do for, you know, the elderly and the hopeful and the sad and the misery bound. Find those people and bring them joy and bring them cookies and bring them, you know, the newspaper, whatever it is that they need. Bring them hope that everything that we are experiencing now, as unlike anything else as it is, is not that serious. We can find a way to live. If we can find a way to love, we can find a way to live. And if we can find a way to live, then my God, we've done it, right? We've done it all. I don't know what will happen. I don't. But here's what I do know. You have life in you. You have joy in you. You have hope in you. You have freedom in you. You have glee in you. You have all of these things inside of you. And the best way to recognize all of those good qualities, because they do exist, no matter how sad you might feel or miserable you might feel or horrible things that you've gone through, your family awaits. Your friends await. They're there. They are there. Even in spirit, they're there. Because you were there with them. You think on them, they think on you. And that's how it works. Friends, I hope that you can find the courage to stay. I hope that you can find the courage to live. I hope you can find the courage to enjoy the life that you have and share it with as many people as you can, whether that's online or in person or whatever. Share it, because someone else, that service that I talked about, that service that I hope you are choosing to be, that level of service, that thing that you provide to someone, that service may find them flat on their back, and that service might just set them upright for a few moments so they can gain their composure, stand up and carry on, or sit up and carry on, or move at least out of the danger. Whether or not you realize it, there's a good chance you've saved somebody's life. I know. For the things that I've done, I've saved several lives myself and with partners and everything else, with my coworkers. But you don't know just how easy it is to save a life. And I believe this is the reason that we're here, is to be of service and to save each other. So, with all that having been said, you'll forgive my morose little rambling for this evening, but I hope that the day finds you well. I hope you can provide the service that your friend group and your loved ones need, and I hope you will be open to receiving the service they provide as well. Be excellent to each other and take care of yourself and be well. Bye-bye.